And it's time to chat to Kerry Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today, talking about the link between processed meat and heart health. Kerry, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning. And thanks for joining us.
Morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me again.
It's an absolute pleasure. Second time lucky today. Looking at meats, which meats are considered processed meats, and what is the impact on our heart health?
Yes, so processed meats are meat products that have been transformed through various processing methods. So these can include smoking, curing, fermenting, or adding preservatives to alter the flavor, texture, and shelf life. Mm-hmm. So these items include your bacon, sausages like Vienna's, also ham, polony, salami, and canned meats. And these products are consumed in many South African households, often because they're often chosen for their affordability and their convenience. Mm. However, in this talk today, it's essential for consumers to learn and be aware of the potential health risks associated with some of these processed meats, and especially when consuming large amounts of these processed meats. So research actually shows that a higher intake of these products is linked to obesity, as well as an increased risk of mortality, heart disease, stroke, and certain cancers, even as a 23% increased risk of mortality. So as consumers, it's crucial to make informed choices about the food we eat, and by understanding the potential health implications of processed meats, hopefully we can take steps to balance our diets and reduce our risk for chronic diseases.
And what's in processed meats that makes them so harmful?
Yes, yeah, so the potential adverse impact of processed meat is linked to its high saturated fat, cholesterol, and trans fat content. Also, a key difference between fresh meat and processed meat is the amount of preservatives and food additives added to these products. Unlike fresh meat, processed meat contains high amounts of preservatives like sodium nitrate, sodium nitrate, and these preservatives combine with amino acids in the body to form carcinogenic compounds, which have been linked to an increased risk of certain cancer. Processed meats are also often, as I mentioned, high in saturated fat, sodium, cholesterol, which can all increase your blood pressure and therefore contribute to heart disease and even lead to a stroke.
Wow. And what about moderate consumption? Or is it still safe, you know, in moderation?
Yeah, so according to the American Heart Association, it is recommended to limit processed meat consumption to no more than 1 to 2 servings per week. So that's roughly equivalent to 2 to 3 slices of bacon or 1 to 2 sausages per week. Mm-hmm. But again, the ideal scenario would be basing your diet on fresh, whole, natural foods. So think lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. These foods provide essential nutrients, fiber. They also make you full, so they provide satiety, making it easier to maintain a healthy weight and reduce your risk for these chronic diseases. Whereas ultra-processed foods like processed meats can be enjoyed occasionally, but they shouldn't be the staples in our diets.
And that's, I think, in this country where the problem comes in.
Yes, so we are seeing high intakes of processed meats.
And what are healthier alternatives to processed meats? Are there? I'm guessing there must be. And can one make use of that instead?
Yes. So as I mentioned, first, let's start with the lean and fresh proteins in our diet. So like fish, eggs, skinless chicken, lean mince, game meat is often lower in fat. So your ostrich meat or your wild pig, instead of processed and fatty meats like bologna, Vienna, salami, sausages, and sandwich ham. Red meat should be eaten less frequently because it can be high in fat as well. So the leanest cut should be selected. Then low fat or fat free dairy foods such as milk, plain yogurt, or inkomazi are great sources of protein, but they also have the added benefit of calcium and other minerals and vitamins. Then fresh and minimally processed protein options like naturally oily fish, such as your sardines, your pilchards, your mackerel and salmon, they present a great opportunity to increase your omega-3 fatty intake, which can help reduce blood pressure and your risk of stroke. The Heart and Stroke Foundation recommends having fatty fish at least twice a week. So by opting for these fresh meats, you not only decrease your intake of saturated fat, preservatives, and additives, but you also increase your intake of the beneficial nutrients like calcium, as well as your omega-3 fatty acids.
And plant-based alternatives, is that a viable alternative?
Yes, so plant-based options are a great alternative to processed meats because they are often also more affordable and they are more sustainable for the planet. So when we talk about plant-based options, we want to include legumes like beans, lentils, chickpeas that are rich in protein, fiber, potassium, and then also low in fat. Incorporating these into your diet can have a significant impact on your heart health by helping to lower your cholesterol levels and your blood pressure. And legumes are also incredibly versatile, so you can add them to rice, you can add them to lean mince or vegetables. They boost the nutrient profile, but they also increase the quantity and therefore reduce the cost of the dish. So some examples of this could be like a lentil soup, chickpea salads, bean curries. Get creative and experiment with different types of legumes and beans. Find your favorite ways to incorporate them into your meals.
And I suppose creativity and just thinking out the box and just doing a little bit of planning is the way to go.
Yes, definitely. So you don't have to rely on the processed convenient meats.
Okay, and talking about sort of thinking out the box and maybe just trying to find out more information, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of information that listeners can access. How do we get in touch?
Yes, so listeners can learn more about heart health and healthy eating from our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. Or they can speak to one of our dietitians, and that they can do by calling our national office to book a slot with a professional between 8 and 4, Monday to Friday. So our head office number is 021-422-1586.
Great. Corrie, thank you very, very much. And thanks for chatting once again. And looking forward to chatting again next week.
Thank you so much for having me.
And
Yes, it'll be a lovely chat next
a
week.
pleasure as well. And that's Corrie Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, one of their registered dietitians. And this chat will be on our website later on today as well. That's wildcoastradio.co.za and the Heart and Stroke Foundation's platforms.